tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl, LaShonda, and I'm joined today by Fee.
Hey.
And Ace.
I'm here. We here.
So today we're gonna talk about a little topic. Out of the three of us in this room, only one person's married. That person can identify themselves, but it ain't me though. but just it's been brought up recently that some people, married people in my life or our lives, feel left out or not included in certain things. And I guess I just want to get my castmates, I just want to get your take on it. Like, can you include married people in everything that you do as a person? And I guess I would start with, I'll start with Fee.
Honestly, it goes both ways. Like, when you really think about it.
What goes both ways?
Let's think about it. Married couples, when you have a bunch of friends that are married, they do married couple shit. And if you're single, how you gonna go do it? You pick a friend that day to go do it with. But they gonna be sitting there like, my husband, my wife. Like,
nobody wanna hear that.
I don't wanna hear that. Let me go with my single people and do my single people shit and have a lot of single friends and love on
and single friend. People fun.
But like I said, that's why I say it goes both ways, because when single people do it and then you're married, you come and we go and do some real single people shit. It's like, I'm married, but okay, you wanna come along. I'm not saying that's always the case of what goes on with us, because we have some people, I think everybody's marriage is different, you know, so that's another thing. If you went to a marriage where you and him are always together, you always do everything together, that's probably going to be y'all lives. So when you go to a friend's party, you don't go alone. Y'all always go together. Y'all always leave together. Y'all don't never drive separate cars. Y'all don't never go one place and the other person go. Y'all might go to, we both go to your friends and then we go to my friends and then we go somewhere else together. Or, you know, different couples do different things. Me, per se, I would want to have my own time. Because I know that I would want a man that has his own, you know, I just don't want you to take away from what you knew me as. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends. You will know them too. But I don't, if you got stuff going on, I don't want you to be like, oh, no, we have to go here. No, you can go there. I go there. We meet up later, babe. Like, that's some fun. That's, to me, that would be some fun in a marriage.
It's kind of like foreplay.
Meet me downtown. Hey. On Peachtree, you know, I'll hit you up or I'm an Uber tag and then we'll ride together. Like, just something, you know, whatever.
You can pretend you don't know me.
When it's time for us, we'll always be a married couple. But when it's time for us to go somewhere together and do things, we're always going to do that together. But we're going to have our own alone time, our own friend time. And then we're going to join friends and do that together, family time. We're going to do all of that. So, as a single person, sometimes I be wanting to be like, damn, I wish I was married so I can go do married couple stuff. Because when we sitting around there, all the married couple, my husband wants to meet your husband. And then, okay, yeah. But I'm not going to go just get married just to go do that. So that's not going to happen. But when it does happen, I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. But when I have to go do my single people stuff, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to ask no husband, no wife, no nobody, nothing. I'm about to go.
It's and like, I'm going to stay out all night. What do you want
to
do?
I ain't got to answer to nobody. I'm going to stay out all night, and this is what I'm going to do. Like, so it has its benefits, and I'm pretty sure being married has its benefits. So it's on how you take on it and how you balance your life, the married life.
Nice answer.
Great answer, actually. Thanks. Okay.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. Look at her. She being all adult and stuff. Okay. That was very good, Fee. That was very good. All right. Sir Ace, what's your take?
Well, I mean, it depends on the couple. If it's the married couple that, say it's your friend, right?
What type of friend?
I'm saying, say like your friend's married. Mm-hmm. Say your friend's married. And you notice when y'all talk or you interact, they're always saying, my wife or my husband. My wife, let me see what they think. Let me see. It's probably not going to be the best idea to try to invite them out, you know, by themselves if they're always stuck at the hip. With, you know, oh, let me see. Oh, no. Hey, bro. Hey, sis, let me see what, what's the name? If they ate, yeah. If they want something on the way back, if I can grab something for them. Like, that means, you know, that's that type of couple that's intertwined and they really, you know, are stuck at the hip. Now, if it's like a Will Smith and Jada situation, you feel what I'm saying? How they interact. It's like, you go do your thing. I do my thing. We're always going to come back together. Like Fee was saying, those, you can invite those type, you know, that, you know, single, you know, the male,
you know,
or the male
them
because
individually.
Yeah. Because, and then on top of that, I think it's all about, just the friends that are inviting the married individual out. If it's okay, say if it's men and all the men are like players or they just, you know, they be getting to it and they be hitting strip clubs and they be, you know what they do. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you can't really invite that, you know, don't invite your friend out because you know what you're on and vice versa.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's on some regular shit, like a kickback and, you know, it's going to be, you know, just various people, some couple, some not, some, you know what I'm saying? It can be that way. You know what I'm saying? So it just really depends. So I just feel like it really depends on the person, the couple, because you have those annoying, I'm sorry, those annoying married couples that they have one identity now, which it works for them.
Yeah, that is annoying.
And it works for them. I don't, you know, you can't hate on that. Then you have the couple that they both have. They
who
still
does that
have,
work for?
Some
you're
people.
Basically not
some
who
people,
you are anymore.
Some people.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you have the married couple that they both have their own thing they have going on. You can invite that type, you know, one of those people out because they still can be themselves, knowing that they're going to respect, you know, their marriage
right.
at the end of the day. Like, okay, like on some real shit, like, okay, hey, bruh, where y'all going? Hey, what time is it? Shit, I mean, I feel you. I want to keep kicking it, but shit, I'm about to head back to the crib, though. But we did have a good time, though. I'll holler at y'all later. Y'all let me know what it is. We can talk about it the next time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I feel like it's all also about where you are in your life. Like, some couples that get married got married early. Mm-hmm. So they never really got to enjoy life.
Wow.
So if they go out with their friends, or, you know, when they may be liable to fuck up because they never really got to experience that on some single
just,
shit.
Yeah.
You feel
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
That's true.
It was like, yo, you ain't been here before.
Yeah, so when you've lived your life a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You did your thing, you've been through your whatever. You know what I'm saying? When you do go out, it's not really exciting for you no more. You're genuinely out just to kick it with your friends and
right.
have
to see
a good
new
time.
Environment.
And then when you're always by, you know, with your spouse or whatever, that's your time to get away. And be like, okay, this is cool. This is something different than my ordinary. So I'm cool. So it really depends on the person that is single. If you know your friend, you know how they are, you know what they do and how they are with you. If they always bringing up their spouse, be like, God damn! Every time
but
I invite
Mike, telling them to shut up. Like,
I
don't want to
do,
hear.
But that's why you don't. That's why you don't tell them to shut up. Like, okay, well, we know what you always talking about,
so you can't
you're
come.
Not gonna be, you're
this
not
time,
gonna be around
you
us. You know, just like, you know, a lot of okay, like with I'll say with men, when we get together, we for the most part love our man time. You get to talk about what you want. Blah blah. You don't want to have that guy to be like that's always bringing up their.
Miss my wife.
Damn, I wonder what so and so is doing. Hold up. Damn, bro, you just gonna be on the phone all night, bro? You not even part of the conversation?
And the crazy thing, some women love that.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Weird.
I'm like, damn, you just texted, so y'all just gonna text? I'm like,
you
know,
gonna stay at home.
You're like,
and
exactly.
Say yes.
Exactly.
And if you aren't in your clothes to put on to come out, because you'd rather be in her face anyway.
But also, that's telling to the type of person that is, because some people are not people person. So the person that they with, that's all they really know. That's all they can, you know, they can be themselves around.
Yeah.
That's that person
that's
at a kickback at our party that you got to kind of go talk to him, try
and
to
pull.
Incorporate them
yeah,
into
that's too much.
Whatever's going
that's
what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Like me, I'm going to be at the party talking to everybody, and you're going to have to come and snatch my ass up. Like, sit your ass down. I'm like, nope. Hey, uncle. Hey, auntie.
Oh,
what's
remind
up?
Me of your mini-me. Yeah, girl.
Hey. Yeah, my mama. I'm her mama. So, if you want to sit back at a party and be in that one corner for 4 or 5 hours, be
and
my guest.
And that's kind of hard to do at a Liberian function. Sit in the corner for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not coming to check on you.
No.
And I just know you drank water because I don't want you to pass that on me tonight.
Right, good. Not at this function.
and then as you being married, you have to also know what your friends are into. You know what I'm saying? You got to know whatever you do when you go out.
It's a reflection.
You're going to have to come back and have to deal with whatever bullshit that you did. Right. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, check this. Let me see. I used to always go out all the time. I used to always hit the club, but I wasn't with nobody. Now I got someone that, you know, got, you know, said these vows with. Maybe I should sit my ass down because I know how I am.
You can't help yourself.
I know when that liquor start flowing.
That's real right there.
I know how I get. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So that's just something that you have to know. You know, for the married friend that feels some type of way, there's reasons that you're not getting invited out.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry to all my married friends. If you hang out with me, you already know I ain't finna change nothing. So if you coming with me, you better let's go or stay home.
I told an individual, I ain't gonna call no names, but I was just like, don't you think it's a good thing that we don't invite you to everything we do?
Exactly.
We probably respecting your marriage.
Exactly.
Because we're single and we do single women things. And
I don't respect that.
At the end of the day, I don't invite everybody to everything I do because I know everybody ain't gonna like everything I do. Mm-hmm. It's certain people
this
I invite to certain stuff.
That's a show.
And some people I know that when I leave in the morning and I don't come back till probably the next day, they'll be right with me. Right. There's some people that be like, no, Phyllis, drop me off. Right after we eat breakfast, I'm done with your ass. Boom.
Right.
It's over.
Like,
it's over
even though I'm
today.
Single, I ain't riding around with her all day.
Yeah.
I drive my own car.
Do you be like, nah, I ain't riding with you. You be
gone
from
go
here
to my house.
I'm going back to
my house.
I done spent my time with you. I'm done.
Yeah, but I think married people, like, if your single friends don't invite you out all the time or don't invite you to certain things all the time, I mean, because you can't do something, a lot of things with us all mm-hmm. the time. So after a while, I kind of have a conversation in my head. Like, oh, I'm going to call you. You're going to say, oh, I got to go scratch your back. I got to go pick up a dog. I got to go clean somebody's ass. I don't want to hear all that. I already had a conversation. You can't make it in my head. So yeah. I'm not even going to ask you. In my head, I asked you, and you already said no. So
right.
Did I verbally ask you? No, I asked you in my head, and you already said no. So that works for me.
Yeah,
but is that wrong?
Not at all. No. And then you gotta,
I feel
like,
bad because you're not.
I mean, sometimes because you don't know if every time they're gonna say no. But if 9 times out of 10 they don't told you no, and you just feel like, okay, I'm not gonna ask because I know they're gonna say no, or I already forgot because you always say no.
But then I think that's a speaking agreement between, like, I know what you be on, know what I be on,
right?
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, me just being logically speaking, I have this marriage that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to make sure that shit's straight over there at all times. So I'm not going to go and, you know, be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
if that's your situation, like, you have to respect that and know that the single person situation is not going to be on the same shit.
Like,
there's
been times I've chased the son home or the son has beaten me home. You can't do that with me, sis. You will be outside, you know? So right. Rather than me pushing the predicament to be outside.
I can sleep out all weekend from Friday to Monday. You can't do that with me.
You can't do that, and that's okay. But if you can't,
cool.
You can't say you want to. You feel left out, and you're gonna go get married friends. Like, they, it's not gonna be.
I think that's a great comment.
I think you should hang out with other married people.
Like, that is what it is.
Okay, how about this? if that's what you want, like, if you're that married person or you're in a relationship or whatever, and you feel that way, how about you take it upon yourself? Like, okay, I know I can't go do what they doing, so how about I come up with something for us to do? You dig what I'm saying? Like, if we friends like that, shit, hey, I'm about to have some shit popping at the crib, you know what I'm saying? It's a kickback drinks, so we can kick it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Ace, you're going to get me in trouble. I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say, but keep going.
But I'm saying if that's a situation, if the married individual is feeling left out, okay, then it probably was a situation when you were single where your friend was always coming up with shit and you wasn't coming up with anything because it's obvious you don't know how to start some shit or get some shit rock, like, going for,
right.
You know, so they, like, shit, it don't even have to, like, I feel like people put so much credence on the word marriage to the point where, okay, you're married, so we can't hang out.
I can't be an individual.
Like, everything that you do, I said some people, not everybody, but it's like, okay, everything that you do is going to be associated with you trying to get at something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything shit, you can go to the goddamn, you can go to church and come out with, you know, be single, come out with something. You know what I'm saying? It's like action really is anywhere.
Want me to pray for you?
Yeah, exactly. Action is everywhere.
Right.
So it's really about the people that's involved. It's, you know, the married couple or the married man or woman, what your values are, what you own.
Who you are as an individual, and then who y'all are together.
Because if you are scared to leave that state of marriage to go and be your individual self because you don't know how you're going to act out there, that's another problem.
Yeah.
If you that feel you have to stay...
Like, you don't even have to be like that.
If you have to stay around your spouse a lot because you don't know how you're going to act, that's your own issue. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I could be married today, tomorrow, this and the other. If I respect my marriage and my vows, you could put me in a room full of temptations. I'm chilling.
Right. Exactly. Because I know what I got at home. But some people, I have heard, some people who spouse feel like, oh, I don't like your friend. I know what she be doing, so I don't want you hanging with her. Even if you know what my friend doing, you don't know me.
Exactly.
Why but can you I know go they, I ain't say it, but the people say the bird, the feather flock together.
But, I mean, I know what they say. They might just share common interests, but I don't mean I'm doing everything you do down to the bone.
That's true.
Yeah. I know the person you married don't mean I'm going to marry them because we flock together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just have common interests. We like the similar things in life. And maybe you and the other friend don't do that.
Well,
you know?
Sometimes you may have to have a conversation with your spouse about some shit that's really happening. Like, have a real conversation. Like, you know,
have a real conversation.
Like, but that's the thing, because they don't know. So when they find out, they're like, oh, yeah, you hiding the shit because you doing it too. Like, that's what got
down. But then you see, you wasn't with us in the very beginning when we had pillow talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a diverse panel of women. One individual was married to, and basically alluded to the fact that there's times that she pillow talks with her husband. I'm not comfortable with that because there may be certain things that I tell you that, or I may do, or whatever. I don't want his judgment. I don't need his opinion. I don't want him knowing shit because it has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you should go to him and say anything to him. Just like how if you tell me certain things that's going on with you, I'm not going to say, Johnny boy, let me tell you what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that ain't none of your business. Like, and that's opening Pandora's box.
It is, but I will say this also, just on that subject. If marriage, relationship, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you something, I'm not going to be surprised if you tell your counterpart something. Because I'm not going to be surprised. Not everybody moves different, but I'm not going to be surprised.
That's your best friend, really.
Because that's usually, you know what I'm saying? If you think about it, not really, you know, being disloyal, I feel like just as human beings, you have to understand if somebody's with somebody, like, everybody's not going to be like you. You have to understand a lot of people can't hold water to save their life. So if that's somebody you're with, I'm going to expect that. So it's going to be upon me to be like, I'm not going to release that little bit of information. I might tell you the overview of the story, but I'm not going to tell you.
That's exactly what I do. I don't tell you the whole thing.
I'm not going to give you the nooks and crannies. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you the overview.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. Like, I expect for, you know, a couple, married or not. Y'all gonna, if I say something to you, you gonna tell your spouse or your girlfriend something. Like,
that's crazy.
I'm not gonna tell you. Like, I'm not gonna tell you some deep personal shit that I want nobody to know. Knowing that you got somebody that you always sleeping in bed with, pillow talk happens all the fucking time.
Y'all don't have nothing else to be doing in that bed.
If you're with someone all the time, it's gonna happen.
The person you're with, like,
think about this. Think about this. Say if y'all say if y'all partake drinking and smoking. Y'all always doing that together. Some shit about to come out. Like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. But, hey, you better not say this shit because I'm just saying, you know. It is what it is. I mean, I think that's just an attitude.
So you down with the pillow talking now, Fee? You
not really talk. About being down with it.
I think, like I said before, in the pillow talking thing, I'm not doing it like being malicious or telling your business or whatever. If I'm probably telling him, like, damn, like, my friend.
So what if I told you I was like, yo, I have a friend with benefits dealing with him, and then I was kind of dealing with an ex around the same time. now I'm pregnant. I don't know who I'm pregnant for. You gonna go tell him that?
No, if you drop that little piece of information.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Oh, no!
If it's you, first of all, I know that, well, I don't know. I wouldn't tell until you find out, because that's just a lot.
Because even if it's best friends, you know, it's gonna be you gotta treat it like hand sanitizer. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna kill like 99%. You know, it's gonna be 99.7. Right. It's gonna be on lot, but that 0.3 is still there. You feel what I'm saying?
But I know who to tell certain stuff to and who not to. So,
and that's what I'm at with.
And that's just with everybody. At the end of the day, that's just down to my mammy. Down to my mom. Yeah. I gotta let my mom. If I find something out, I gotta let the stuff go down before I bring it to my mom, because she'll be like, "What?" She'll spill the beans right there and be like, "Oh, I forgot." that thing's not nothing, and act like it's nothing. No, shut up. I told you not to say nothing. Like
that. See, so I
even my kids, I have to tell them.
See, if I was going down bad like that, you would tell.
Bro, like,
you tell Lil Brian.
First of all, I kind of hold you up to a standard, so that I probably would. I'd be like, damn, I don't know what she going through. Shawty got pregnant, and she don't even know about who. What kind of Jerry is this?
Like, that was that'd be a straight 7. Jerry. That's Maury. Maury, yeah, damn.
Jerry is
like,
transvestites and stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, you know. Oh, you can't go there. You
no,
know,
I just want to see what extreme it would be, but I feel, let people have a little faith in you. Like, don't let me look at it and be like, yeah, I tell Fee this one. She going to go tell Brian. I know she will.
Right.
But if I be like, nobody tell this, she probably won't say nothing. More. But when I can tell that you told him, because I can tell, I read people. It's just like, oh, shit.
And then you, for the most part, you know who told. You know what I'm saying? I've been in situations where I've told, like, maybe one or two people. I know this person didn't say some shit, so your ass said some shit. Like,
you, because you're the only one
that knew. And then it's the person that found out that came up at me, like, you said some shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
and then they be trying to act like they're shocked. Oh, he like, but you said, you created this situation. Now I can't tell you nothing. But now you're feeling bad.
Look, yeah, I mean, but you know what? It's funny because as far as the marriage subject, I have this coworker. He was just talking about it in general. He like, yeah, all my friends is married. They don't be wanting to come out. But that's what I'm saying. That's how your friends are. You have some married couples individually that like to still hang out with their friends. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They want to do that. They're not stuck at the hip.
Because
with
I think
other,
you have to keep that individual light about you.
Do.
The same thing that attracted you to me is the same thing I'm going to keep doing for myself. Exactly. Like, yes, I want to spend time with you, but I'm not going to be with you 24/7.
No.
Like, we can make an agreement.
Then
on a Tuesday, I'm going to probably go have some tacos with my friends, and I'll see you at the house later.
And then if it's
like,
a situation that
let's
y'all,
keep this exciting.
For some reason, y'all are around each other so much, and you still want to keep that individualism. You have to find shit to do for yourself.
Because
so
you're not growing.
Yeah, because someone else, your friends notice that you're always with that person no matter what.
And they got to stop sounding
alike. Oh, yeah, I'm with her because you already know. We at the grocery store. We at my mom's house. We
in South Carolina.
We at Foot Locker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We at the gym together. We
going to church. We at Bible study.
Like, damn, bro. Like, that's
why the gas station together.
That's why I don't tell you nothing because, you know, I respect you.
Or I can't invite you nowhere because y'all always together. I mean, I want her to come. I don't want her to
situation,
come.
But damn, I'm not friends with her like them. You're my partner. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what people don't understand. Like, I mean, you may be cool, maybe cool. I'm cool with them or whatever. But I may not want to see him all the time. I'm sorry. I may just want to see you. And
me personally, even in that situation, you got to encourage your
I want to see you grow
to do stuff like. Go,
bro.
Go do this. Go, you know, go hang
girl,
with your
you
friends. Oh,
girl, you go to Barnes & Noble. Go
oh,
ahead,
yeah,
girl.
Don't be stuck under me. I mean, it's a certain time I want you to be all cuddled up and stuck in, but don't be stuck under me like that. Nah, I'm good.
That you lose yourself. Like, you stop growing. Mm-hmm. Like, as
and then
humans,
other people see that.
And other people see it because you're still stunted. Mm-hmm. While we're taking off and we're learning and exploring new things, you're like, oh, woe is me. Like, but it's like, you're a whole adult. You can go, you can leave and go and do whatever you want to do.
A whole adult.
But you're choosing to do certain things, and it's just like, you're stunting yourself. And for me, I like being around people that pushing the limits, because I like to grow. I like to learn new things. It's another. But I don't want to hear when your views sound like, y'all sound like one person. Yeah. And it's just like, who the hell am I talking to? Like, what the hell going on here? It's weird. You're right. Mm-hmm. I feel like you lose your individuality. It's not fun anymore. Being exactly. Your friend.
And that's what and that's what the person is thinking that's not inviting the married person out.
And that's a good way to say
it. You feel what I'm saying? That's what they're thinking. Like, bruh, sis, I don't know what you own. Like,
who coming? You or your representative?
Or both of y'all.
Or both of y'all. Like, but you know only one of y'all in person. Right. But the spirit is there. Like, who's coming? Like, no, but... I mean, not ragging on marriage. Marriage is a beautiful thing. If you are fortunate to get in there, I'm sure it's a beautiful thing. But hold on to your individuality. Yeah. You know, please try your best to hold on to that. And keep your relationships that you do have and you value sacred. And nurture those too, because times get rough. You may want to leave your damn marriage, but you're going to have that good single friend and be like, no, sis, it's rough out here. Go back.
It really is.
Go back. Don't do it. Go on back. Like, it ain't good out here. Go work that thing out. So, you know, we can go on and talk about this for a minute. Fee, what's your handle?
Slyway Fee.
Ace?
Instagram, Ace_Alpha2. Twitter, Ace_YUNG. The number two. Get at me.
And I'm LaShonda. You can catch me at Patchwork85. And the podcast, you can catch us at Crayon versus Culture.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.